listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Estill County High School Gymnasium just outside of Irvine for the Railroad Classic gets its underway today. And the Montgomery County Indians are getting ready to take on the Hornets of Magoffin County. I'm Dan Manley, along with Ivan Rawls. And Ivan, the Railroad Classic, I don't think the Indians have ever played in this event before. And the field is one that with Newport Central Catholic and Russell and Lafayette, a good Holy Cross team that we just saw beat Wolf County 73-61. This is a good field for this tournament.
It really is. It's a good field for this tournament. It's a good field for this Montgomery County team that's still trying to learn itself and trying to get healthy in doing so. And we hope Montgomery County coming in slightly healthier than they were a week and a half ago to this tournament, hope to fare well. But you never know when you get out of region what to expect a lot of times. Of course, this used to be a familiar trip for this Montgomery County program for many years. These two teams, two schools, Estill County and Montgomery County, were in district and region play together. So, you know, it's a situation where you can come somewhere fairly close to home, play against some really good competition, and we'll see what this Magoffin County team and Coach Castle has for them.
All right. Ivan's going to be down on the floor here in a moment and visit with the head coaches for today's game. Jason Mays, whose Indians are just 4-8 coming in here, and hoping they can begin to right the ship record-wise, more importantly, just to get better. The Magoffin County Hornets under Coach Scott Castle are 5-4 and have been a pretty representative team, and have an outstanding player in Aiden Barnett, who comes in averaging, I think, about 27 points a game. We'll be back, and Ivan will be courtside with our coaches when we return in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Magoffin County again, 5-4 coming in here. The Indians with a 4-8 record. Again, they have played so many games now without a full complement of players. That's what they're looking for right now. And they're going to have closer to a full complement, although Luke Fawns is still sidelined, and he is the Indians' leading scorer, averaging 22 points a game on the season when he went out with a wrist injury. They're optimistic, I think. I'm anxious to hear what the coach says about Luke today, but that maybe next week he might be back and be able to return to practice. But Ethan Dunn is, I think, going to be back in the lineup today. And you also have Tyce Jarvis that is back. And so the Indians are a little bit closer to having a fuller complement of players. Team's warming up right now. And, again, coaching conversations are always going on. Ivan will catch up with Coach Jason Mays here in just a minute to get his thoughts. The Indians, with the absence of Luke Fawns, maybe I ought to tell you the makeup of this tournament. Holy Cross has beaten Wolf County 73-61. That was the opening game of the tournament. Four games are being played today. It's an 8-team tournament. Newport Central Catholic and Russell are going to battle in the game after this. But and then the final game, Lafayette and Estill County. Let's go down to Ivan right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Montgomery County Indians, Coach Jason Mays. And, Coach, you're halfway through the Christmas season. Talk about coming into this week. Seems like you're a little bit healthier, and I know that's one of your main focuses over these couple of weeks.
I don't know how they determine this, but Ethan's ankle is at a functional level of 79, so you can term that as he's 79%. Tyce's ankle is about 80. So they're not full, but they're playing. They're both starting. Luke is getting better and better every day with just rest. He's starting. He's been cleared to do some exercises with that hand. And I expect to play against Frederick Douglass. I'm hoping that he will do a dummy offense practice with us Monday night, so where he can catch and pass. So that's where we are on the injury front.
Good field of teams here at the Railroad Classic. I know you're looking at to see how your team can match up with some of these possible opponents.
You know, I scheduled this tournament back in May with my good friend Brian Hall, who's one of the best guys ever in the coaching business, the head coach here at Estill County. And I thought if we're going to get beat up early on, we need a tournament that's a little bit more conducive. I guess what I'm saying is Woodford County, Frederick Douglass, Ballard, those teams aren't here, you know. Now, it sort of worked out pretty well. We need some confidence. We've been practicing really well. I'm really proud of how we're sticking together. We haven't fragmented at all. And they want to be better competitors. And we're using the word competitor, compete, or competition probably 50 times a day right now. So I just got to keep believing that it's all going to take root.
Coach, thanks for your time. Yep. That's Jason May, head coach for the Indians of Montgomery County. We're coming up on 11 and a half minutes here, tip-off here at the Railroad Classic. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach for the McGoffin County Hornets. That's Coach Scott Castle. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Hornets of McGoffin County, Coach Scott Castle. And Coach, talk about your team coming into this week here at the Railroad Classic, and kind of what you're hoping to see as you go into the second half of the season.
Well, we've we're without our best player in Aiden Barnett for a couple games. Hopefully, get him back towards the end of the tournament. We're looking for other kids to step up and chip in and score on the offensive end, and then just fight like crazy on the defensive end. We got to get better rebounding the basketball and keeping people in front of us on the defensive end.
Without your leading scorer and obviously one of your leaders on this team, who else can you look to maybe galvanize this team when they get in those adverse situations now?
Well, it's a total team effort, as far as offensively, but we've got to take care of the basketball. I feel like we give up a couple games this season late in the game. Just not taking care of the basketball. So we've got to get much, much better with that.
Talk about your matchup today against Montgomery County. Do you know much about them, or what do you expect? Or is it more focusing on what you do well?
Well, it's more, at this point, it's just focused on what we do well and what we can do without our leader. We've got some kids that can score the ball, and Zane Whitaker, Grayson Whitaker, Walker Russell. Got some kids that's going to get more action tonight than what they typically would coming off of the bench. So it's going to be a team effort for us tonight in order to advance.
Without Barnett, tempo a concern for you one way or the other? Do you feel like you have to speed it up to get opportunities, or do you have to maybe go at a more deliberate pace, you feel like?
Well, it's going to depend on what they do. Teams will probably try to speed us up, I would imagine, with him out. That's the reason our focus has to be taking care of the basketball. I think tempo-wise, we can probably compete with anybody tempo-wise. It's just that whenever teams get up and guard us really good and push us out on the floor, extend our offense, that's where we kind of struggle.
First two or three minutes of this ball game, what has to happen for your team, you feel like?
Well, we got to have some confidence. Hopefully we're able to stick around close and just keep battling and maybe make some adjustments at halftime if we need to. So looking forward to a good contest.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Scott Castle, head coach for the Hornets of McGoffin County. We're coming up on the 7-minute mark here at the Railroad Classic here on the campus of Estill County High School. It's the Montgomery County Indians taking on the McGoffin County Hornets. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We return more here of Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
You heard Coach Scott Castle talk about the fact that Aiden Barnett is not with the team and not available for these at least the next couple of games. That makes a big difference. We got a guy who's averaging 27 points a game, and you take him out of the mix. That can be huge, but they do have other double-figure scorers in Grayson Whitaker and Zane Whitaker. So those guys, Grayson is 5'10 and a senior, and Zane is 6'5 and a senior. This is a fairly veteran ball club all the way through. They have not used a lot of players. They're 4-2 against Kentucky competition this season. Went 1-2 down in the Smoky Mountain Christmas Classic, where they beat a team out of Lebanon, Tennessee, lost to Archbishop Shaw from down in Louisiana, and then lost a close game to McMinn County from Athens, Tennessee, 63-60 in their last game back last week. Montgomery County at 4-8, and you can kind of throw out what's happened up to this point a little bit because of just not having players available. And certainly Coach Mays, he's trying to learn this team. And is he a different kind of coach? I think so. I think he has a little different philosophy. All coaches want to win. They want to win every game if they could. That's the goal. That's the reason you toss it up, is to try and win. And I think, I think he's very much and has a mind of trying to learn this team through this early part of the season, figure out how to coach this team. And one of the things that he has concentrated on has been the fact that he thinks this team has to be a little bit more mentally tough on the floor if they're going to be successful. Again, we do have back in the lineup, Tyce Jarvis is back, and Ethan Dunn. We expect Gentry and Decker and Rowlett to join those two in the starting lineup. And we've seen a Brecken Decker who the last couple of games has really started to come back and kind of look like the Brecken Decker of old. Now you get Ethan Dunn back into the game, and I'm anxious to see who handles the ball the most and what has been happening in the Montgomery County practices since we saw the Indians last in the Gateway Holiday Classic. We're going to find out very shortly. Again, the teams are playing for the right to meet Holy Cross in the winner's bracket semifinal coming up tomorrow. That'll be a game that will get underway at 3 p.m. or I mean at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow evening in the winner's bracket. And then the loser of this game will play Wolf County tomorrow here at 3 o'clock in the Estill County Gym, which has been refurbished a lot. They've done a lot to this gym, but in other ways, it's the same place that we've always come to. We're just sitting in a different place. We are right up at the top of the gymnasium and have a great view of everything from up here, just a little bit different. We'll be back. Starting lineups are headed your way for this Railroad Classic game in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
teams are at their benches right now, and let's get ready to head down to our public address announcer for the introduction of our starting lineups. The Hornets dressed in gray uniforms, maroon numerals trimmed in white. The Indians are in their home whites with red numerals trimmed in blue.
The visitors from McGuffin County. Number 0, Walker Russell. Number 3, Reed Meadows. Number 5, Grayson Whitaker. Number 10, Ethan Sawyer. Number 14, Zane Whitaker. They're coached by Scott Castle. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, Montgomery County Indians. Number 1, Tyce Jarvis. Number 4, Ethan Dunn. Number 11, Brinken Decker. Number 14, Dawson Gentry. And number 34, Cole Rose. The Indians are coached by Jason Mays.
There you have the starting lineups. The Indians will be moving from left to right on your dial here in this opening half of play. Cole Rose in that starting lineup gives the Indians a little more size and physicality. And Rallet, only a freshman who has started a couple of games and during the injury situation, will likely be the first player off the bench, and we are ready to go as Whitaker slaps the ball in backcourt, but Dunn will go back and get it. The Indians will have the ball moving off to the right side of your dial here in this on this opening possession. Here's Jarvis handing it off to Dunn, who dribbles right across the key, gives to Gentry. Gentry right back to Dunn. It's a man-to-man defense. Dunn hands back to Gentry, and now Jarvis, he's going to take it into the lane. 14-foot jumper is short, gets his own rebound. Out to Gentry, to Decker. Decker can't get a shot away, and he'll give it back off, and the Indians will set it up again. Now driving in is Gentry, and the ball is knocked away and out of bounds, but it'll be played by Montgomery County.
You can see Montgomery County really just trying to feel their way out on this McGuffin County defense here early.
And it's a good tight man-to-man. Here's Decker driving for the basket, goes up inside, left it short. And the rebound is taken by Salyer. Decker got right to the rim, but I think he was a little off balance and didn't get the ball up to the basket. Here's Russell with it. Goes down inside to Whitaker. Whitaker on Rose, and he turns and flips it up and in. That's Zane Whitaker. He's 6'5", and he gives McGuffin County a 2-0 lead. Here is Jarvis going for the basket at the other end. Reverse layup is good. He moved in on the right side, crossed under the basket. Nobody picked him up. He laid it up and in, and we were tied at 2 apiece.
Saw Montgomery County just beat the defense up the floor right there. I know Coach Mays would like to see a lot more of that tonight.
Indians are in a man-to-man defense. Here's Gentry guarding Russell. Has a height advantage, and the pass goes down inside. The ball got kicked. Now we're going to have a foul.
Yeah, I got to say Cole Rose. Pushed Whitaker in the back here. And really didn't have to. I mean, Cole did a great job of fighting him off of the low block there.
There's a long pass that goes out near the timeline to Russell, and staying right with him is Dunn. Russell lets everybody get set, but he's in trouble out there under a five-second count, and ball gets knocked away in the backcourt, but they say the Indians touched it, so here is coming back the other way, driving all the way in, going up and putting up the shot. No good was Russell, and the rebound taken by Jarvis. Jarvis brings it down, pulls up, fires a three, in and out. Decker going for the rebound, lost it out of bounds. McGuffin County will play it.
Quick shot there, in the offensive set. But, you know, Montgomery County's, it appears to be that they want to push the pace a little bit on this McGuffin County team.
Here's Russell, gets it across the timeline. There's a long three-point shot that's up no good by Grayson Whitaker. And the rebound, battle for, loose on the floor, and Rose goes in and is the guy who's able to pick it up. To Gentry, who dribbles down, going to go all the way to the basket and got that shot blocked, but Dunn is able to rescue it out in the corner, so the Indians still have it. Here is Dunn with a basketball out near the timeline, floats it to a high post to Cole Rose. Rose waits. Decker comes to get it. Decker goes down the lane, goes all the way, lays it up and in.
Use that natural screen by Rose right there on the handoff. Great job of bricking.
Deccans have their the Indians have their first lead with Decker's basket. And there's a ball tipped away and knocked by Dunn into Salyer, and Indians get it right back underneath their own basket on the turnover. Here's Decker down the lane, sends it to Gentry, and it was saved inbounds. I don't know about, I'll have to ask about that call right there.
It hit off the official out of bounds there, and thus the turnover on Montgomery County.
Here is the ball with McGoffin County's Hornets on the offensive end. Working with the ball is Meadows. Down low, they get it to Whitaker, who puts it up. No good, but a foul on Rose, and that'll be his second. That's where they want to go. Zane Whitaker at 6'5". And again, he's averaging about 14 points a game, and Rowlett's going to come in. I think they feel like they'll have to have a really big game from Whitaker. The free throw rattles around and comes out.
Well, they saw that initial basket by Whitaker. Looked really comfortable going up and over Rose right there. So now he wanted to contend at least with that bulk down inside with Rose.
Free throw is no good again. The rebound is taken by Brecken Decker, who brings it down himself. Stops, holds up, gives to Dunn, who goes for the basket right side. Ball fake, goes up. Apparently got the shot blocked, and coming back the other way, McGoffin County, and they throw it away.
You heard Coach Castle talk about taking care of the basketball. Well, they've been given a gift there. I think that's right there where you didn't see the explosion that you normally see out of Ethan Dunn there towards the basket there. He's still favoring that right ankle.
Noah Sammons has come in. Here's going down in the lane and going up and putting in a little five-footer is Tyce Jarvis for his second field goal. And the Indians have a 6-2 lead. We've played 3.5 minutes of our game here, opening round of this Railroad Classic. In the game now is Noah Sammons, a senior, being guarded by Gentry. They go down low and working and weaving and going under and beating Tyce Jarvis and laying it up and in is Zane Whitaker, who has the first 4 points of the game for McGoffin County. And it's Montgomery County with a 6-4 lead. Jarvis, who's again kind of settled into that, we call it the point forward position. And he threw a terrible pass right there, but he recovers the ball. He got kicked. Now, right corner, there's a three that's up and good by Brecken Decker. Decker makes it 9-4 Indians. Brecken with 5 early points. Dribbling down, Decker with the tight defense, but dribbling away from him and getting open and firing a 3-point shot that is no good. Decker goes and gets a rebound off that miss by Grayson Whitaker. Lead pass to Dunn. Backs up left side, fires a three that's no good. Rebound is gained by Decker. Indians still have the ball. Left corner, Gentry for a three. It's in and out. Rebound, Jarvis puts it up and in.
What a big rebound by Tyce Jarvis right there off of the miss by Gentry.
11-4, the Indians with the advantage, and 3:18 to play here in this first quarter. Down inside, they throw it away. Rowlett comes over the ball, lead pass to Jarvis. Goes down inside. He got hit in the face. I think he'll be okay, but that'll be a foul against McGoffin County. The foul is going to go against Zane Whitaker. That's his first. And Jarvis will go to the line with 3:10 to play in this opening quarter and put up a couple of free throws. He has 6 already. He has 6. Decker has 5. Free throw is no good. And now re-entering the game is Walker Russell from McGoffin County coming in for Reed Meadows. And the free throw is good this time by Jarvis, who has 7 points and gives the Indians their biggest lead at 12-4. Dunn is tracking Salyer all the way down the floor. Now the ball is tipped away and out of bounds by Gentry.
Another turnover.
That's another turnover. That ball hit off of McGoffin County, and now they're going to get another player into the game. This is a guy who we haven't seen much of from McGoffin County coming in. Jackson Gillian, the sophomore, checking in. The Indians with the ball on offense. here is Dunn down the lane against three players, rolled it in and drew the foul. A three-point play opportunity. That's great strength right there.
Really strong move. He was able to cradle that ball in his right arm, got it right there in the bend of the elbow, and finished off on contact.
His first points. Gillian gets his first foul, team foul number two, against the Hornets. And the free throw rattles around, comes out, but Decker has the rebound. Decker sends it in the corner, rallied out to Gentry. He drives in, off to Decker, who goes up and puts it up, left it a little bit short. Rebound, rallied, puts it up and in.
Such a great pass by Gentry. I think it caught Decker off guard. I thought he thought Dawson was going to take the shot.
So Rallett makes it a 16-4 Montgomery County lead. The Indians have scored 10 points in a row. Rallett with the defense trying to drive in, and Rallett's going to be called for a hand check against Walker Russell. So Rallett gets his first foul, and that is team foul number three on the Indians. Dunn's going to get a little breather now. I think you'll see Coach Mays probably rest Dunn some. On the inbounds, putting up a shot, traveling violation is going to be called on Walker Russell. Walker's 5'10", a sophomore. Indians with 2:10 to go in the quarter. Here's Jarvis down. Goes down to the baseline, circles around, comes back out, hands it off to Decker. He's going to work his way in. Now gives to Gentry, who launches a three in and out and back in and then out. Rebound taken by Clutie, who has checked into the game right now. So the Indians have it. Gentry's had two good looks at threes, but both have been in and outers. Here is Jarvis. Gets a screen, goes for the basket, lost a handle on the ball. Second Indian turnover. Hornets want to run. They get it down. The Indians race back. Gentry able to get back and cover up Whitaker down the baseline. Grayson Whitaker gives it back out. And here driving in and forcing up a shot, no good, but the foul is going to go on Tyce Jarvis.
Well, that's a great job there by Zane Whitaker, just being aggressive there. Felt like he had to step on the Jarvis there and just kept attacking his feet.
So Zane Whitaker will be up to the line for two shots with 1:27 to play here in this first quarter of action. Indians have been the aggressor, and they have built up a 12-point lead that now Zane Whitaker trying to cut into. Whitaker makes the first. Meadows coming in. He's going to give Walker Russell a little breather. Second free throw is also good. So he missed two earlier, but Zane Whitaker now has all six of his team's points. It's 16-6. Long pass down to Dunn. Dunn sends it left corner to Rallett. Couldn't get the three away. Decker, he puts it on the deck, goes for the basket, lays it in.
Great decision-making there by Brick and Decker of attacking. He was looking to see if he had somebody open, but had the better shot going down the lane.
18-6, Decker with 7 points now. Decker almost came up with a steal, couldn't quite get it. Now driving down the left side of the lane, shooting over Gentry, and able to get it in is Noah Sammons. 18-8. You figure this team, they can score the ball now. So they can come back on you. Here's Dunn, top of the key, puts it on the deck, goes into the lane, and is fouled going up. And that's going to be number two, I think, on Zane Whitaker.
That was, I say 24.
Well, they call it on
Gillian.
Gillian. That is his second. So Dunn goes to the free throw line for two shots. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dunn missed a free throw earlier, gathers himself, makes this one. His third point of this first quarter. Into the game now comes Parker Bowling, a sophomore, as Dunn puts the second free throw up and in. And it's 20-8. Montgomery County with the lead. Possession arrow rest with McGoffin County. The Indians are going to go to a zone. Here down the left corner, they try to get the ball in the lane, and there is Clutie coming up with a turnover. Just intercepted the pass, gets it all over to Dunn. Dunn will bring it down, 16 seconds to go. Dunn stands out near the left hash, on the dribble, goes top of the key over to Gentry, a wide open three, that does not go down. The rebound, Clutie, out to Rallet. His three-point shot is no good. The rebound is out to Decker. Decker couldn't get the shot away as the quarter comes to an end. So after one quarter of play, it's Montgomery County with the lead, 20-8 over Magoffin County, and we'll be back in just a minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Hobbinah Indians have a 15-4 advantage on the glass in this first quarter and a 6-2 advantage in rebound. I mean, in turnovers, those are two huge numbers.
They really are, the turnovers especially, because they're just giving away some opportunities. I thought where they may have had a chance to at least get a shot up, and they're not getting shots up, let alone not rebounding.
Yeah, the Indians took 18 shots and only six. There's a back cut on the baseline, but no shot is there, and they throw it away. And Rallet down to Dunn. Dunn almost loses it. Gets it, goes back into the lane, sends it left corner. Decker for a three. It's too hard, and the rebound is claimed by Salyer. Reagan had a good look. They go down and putting up the driving layup that's no good. Decker with the rebound off that miss by Salyer. Quickly down. Gentry a three out of the right corner. It won't go down. And Dunn, though, gets the rebound. He looks, sends it back outside. Decker drives in on the right side, goes for the basket, lays it in.
Nice strong move by Brick and Decker right there to the basket. Just love his aggressiveness.
22-8. Here is Whitaker. Drives the right baseline. Oh, I think he ran over top of Decker, but no call. He puts it up and in. Whitaker with all eight of his, or rather he has eight of the 10 points that Magoffin County has. 22-10. Just under the seven-minute mark. Here is done. The way the end, it's a 2-3 zone right now, so they've gone away from the man-to-man. See what the Indians can cook up offensively here against this zone. Decker gets in the middle, goes right side to Rallet, doesn't have anything. Clutie down low on the baseline. Here's Decker, goes to Clutie, back to Rallet. Rallet goes left. Gentry a wide-open three. Good.
Yeah, he was beginning to worry it might become a mental aspect for Dawson to knock one down. He'd been getting such good looks.
Well, as we saw the last time out, though, he was, you know, when he was missing shots, Ivan, he will continue.
Yeah.
Look for a good shot.
Yeah, he doesn't shy away from it. It just you were just concerned.
Yeah, he missed four in a row.
Yeah.
25-10, first points for Dawson Gentry.
Montgomery County's in a 1-3-1 now.
Decker is out on the point. They pass it back and forth. They get it at a high post, and an 18-foot jumper is put up no good by Whitaker. Rebounded by Rallet. Outlet pass down to Decker. Or rather, the shot is put up no good by Clutie, but the rebound comes to Decker. And then going back inside, Gentry has his shot blocked. And the rebound comes, but battling to get it back is Gentry. And we get a whistle. The ball goes out of bounds. What great hustle by Clutie and Gentry and Dunn that time trying to get the ball. It'll be Montgomery County's basketball, I think.
You know, that's the one thing.
Jarvis is coming back in.
One thing you can say about this Montgomery County team, due to some of their injuries they've had early in this season, some of these players have had to scrap for everything, especially against some of the talent teams they've gone against. That's been an attribute that I think Coach Mays would be happy with.
But he is out right now as Jarvis is back in. Gentry, top of the key to Jarvis. Jarvis will kind of direct a little traffic now and hands to Dunn on the right wing against the 2-3 zone. And here's Gentry, almost pulled the trigger on another three, makes a little move, goes over to Dunn, long skip past Jarvis. Jarvis drives in on the left side, flips it up, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good, didn't have a good handle on it. Salmon's the rebound. Jarvis, just a couple of shots there. Here is a three-point shot that's up and no good. Rebounded by Whitaker, goes back up and puts it in. Off that miss by Salmons, Zane Whitaker. He's got 10, and his team has 12. 25-12, under 5 to play now in the first half of action. Dunn, Ethan Dunn with the ball, the junior. Rallet, the freshman, down to Decker, drives the right baseline. Tried to send a pass out to Jarvis, but he got tipped away. Indians' third turnover. Here is Russell coming down. Goes all the way in, and then he traveled with it. That's Salyer, excuse me, not Russell. Ethan Salyer. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Montgomery County with 4:36 left to play here in this first half of action. Indians up 25-12 on McGoffin County when we come back in a half minute.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you from the Esco County Gymnasium. Indians up 25-12. Ivan Montgomery County has made only 2 of 11 threes. Still have a 13-point lead.
Yeah, they're getting multiple shots up a lot of times, even off of those missed threes. Really, it's hurting this McGoffin County team on the glass.
Here's Gentry. Drives into the lane. Hands it off to Dunn. Dunn backs away into the center circle. There's Gentry with it. Now goes inside to Decker. Decker spins, can't get a shot. Goes over to Dunn. Dunn puts it on the floor. Goes into the lane, hooks it to Rallet. They're moving the ball quickly, not able to get a shot. And now Decker drives left baseline. He gets cut off in there by the zone. Outside Jarvis for three. He left it short. And the rebound is finally gathered up by Walker Russell. And Walker brings it all the way down, goes up in the lane, and he walked.
Man. Coach Castle, he knows his team well. He knew what was going to be potentially a problem for them today, and it has been the turnovers.
Turnovers and really with Barnett.
Yeah.
Not in the game. They're just struggling. They're struggling to score.
Yeah. He needed other individuals to step up. Whitaker's done his part, and Zane Whitaker, but nobody else has really come to the forefront.
Here's Jarvis. Skips it over to Dunn. Dunn drives right baseline, back to Jarvis on the left wing, long pass. Gentry drives into the lane, sends it back over to Jarvis, an open three. That's no good. Decker had the rebound knocked out of his hands, and the Indians will play it.
Well, Decker's contesting virtually every shot that goes up right now. He's been doing a yeoman's work on the glass.
Dunn's going to come out as Cole Rose is back in now with those two fouls with 3:22 left in the half. Here's Rallet looking to get it in. Sends it to Decker, right corner, his three. No good. Big high kick off the glass. Rebounded. Taken by Bowling. 3:10 to go in the half. Here's Bowling working against Decker. They work the ball on the perimeter against the man-to-man. Now taking it down the left side of the lane and putting it up and in is Zane Whitaker. He's got a dozen, keeping his team alive, 25-14. Jarvis over to Decker. Decker down in the lane off to Rose, who lays it up and in.
Again, another great look by Brecken Decker to get an easy basket for a teammate.
27-14. When you play like that, it has a big mental difference in the game. When you break down a defense as they did right there, there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Decker. I mean, it's more than 2 points.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got Brecken Decker, a senior leader on this team, and, you know, the energy that he's playing with, it just pulls everybody along with you and gives everybody else confidence, and he's showing confidence in him.
There's bowling shot blocked, but the rebound by Whitaker in a three out of the right corner is put up and good. That's Bowling who hit the three. So it's 27-17, and right now, if I'm Coach Castle, I got to say, boy, isn't it good we're only 10 down?
Yeah, they're blessed to be down only 10 points.
And there's a foul on Zane Whitaker, and that's his second. He came up and challenged Decker at the top of the lane as he got the pass. That's the first foul we've had in this second quarter of play with 1:55 to go in the half. Rallet to get it in. Got to hurry now. Sends it way out deep, put to Gentry. Now Decker. Decker gives back to Gentry. The Indians will spread the four against the 2-3 zone. Jarvis will come out on top. Hands it off to Gentry. Decker moves into the middle. Over to Jarvis, left side for a three. Shot is no good. And the rebound is claimed by Zane Whitaker. The Indians again struggling, and there's a foul on Decker. His first foul of the game. That'll be a common foul.
Yeah, Montgomery County really needs to hit some of these shots. It's going to allow McAlpin County just to stay back in the zone.
They're 2 of 15 now from three-point range. There's a pass going to Decker. Almost had a steal there, but able to get to it as Grayson Whitaker brings it back, and now Decker does take it away. Jarvis comes up with it. Jarvis is going to go all the way down, plays it up and in.
That was all energy by Reckon Decker that caused that turnover.
29-17. Jarvis with nine now. The ball knocked out of bounds. There's a foul.
Call that on Decker.
Decker has picked up his second foul, and so Dunn's going to immediately come in to replace him. Only a minute 15 to play in this opening half with the Indians up by a dozen on McGoffin County.
Gonna need somebody else to step up that energy level for Montgomery County now that Decker's on the bench.
Here's the entry pass coming from Salyer. Salyer looking. Finally, Whitaker comes out near the timeline to get it. Zane Whitaker, he's gonna take it against Cole Rose. Goes inside, sends it right corner. Ball is bobbled over there by Sammons, but he holds on to it. Now, Whitaker down to the baseline. And a little cut by the basket, lay it up and in. A nice two-man game there. Ends up in a basket for Ethan Salyer. His first points, and it's still a 10-point game, 29-19. Indians unable to stretch this lead out. Montgomery County has the possession arrow. There's 42 seconds to go in the half. Here's Jarvis. Dribbles out front, has a big height advantage on his defender. Goes all the way through and lays it up and in. Nobody else gave help to cut him off. 31-19, 28 seconds to go. This is where Coach Mays, you know, he really wants to stop here. He's trying to get this team to really buy into the defense. Driving out front is Salyer. Clock at 13. Over there is Zane Whitaker. He's out on the perimeter. Driving down the lane. I thought he double dribbled. And it gets in, flipping it up and in is Ethan Salyer. Indians throw it the length of the floor. It hits off the backboard from beyond the foul line. And we go to the halftime break with Montgomery County up on McGoffin County, 31-21. And don't go away. We'll be back. Halftime scoring stats and comments are coming up after we step out for 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
I mean, the last time you saw a team shooting 60% and down by 10 at halftime.
It's been a long time. Again, McGovern County's taken advantage of the opportunities when they've gotten shots up. It's just the fact that they've struggled to get shots up because they've turned the ball over so darn much. And that's something that Coach Castle is going to be pleading with his guys at halftime is, you know, we can't, you know, kill ourselves. You know, some of these have been just, lazy, sloppy decisions with the basketball. Others have been due to Montgomery County pressure or you know, intensity, especially when Brecken Decker's been out on the floor. But, to shoot 60% and still have a 10-point deficit, it just speaks volumes to the work that Montgomery County did in creating turnovers and their work on the glass.
Yeah, only 9 of 15, just 15 field goal attempts in that first half, and they were 1 of 5 from the three-point line. So 8 of 10 when they got the ball inside the three-point line and got a shot off, but they've been out-rebounded 21-11, and turnovers 11 on McGoffin County and only 3 on the Indians. So that's the reason. Actually, when you look at Montgomery County's advantage in rebounds and turnovers of 32-14, the fact they're only up by 10 is not very good.
Yeah, well, you know, Montgomery County has to be a little bit more patient, I think, offensively, especially when McGoffin's in that 2-3. We've seen there were times when they got the ball to the high post to Brecken Decker. You know, if you get Brecken Decker the ball at the high post, you know, he's a triple threat option at that point in time. And we saw the nice layoff he gave to Cole Rose early. We saw when Dawson Gentry got into the center of that defense when he laid the ball off to Brecken Decker. I think Montgomery County has to be a little bit more patient. You know, yeah, they've been getting some excellent looks from beyond the arc, but there are nights when the shot's not falling. Yeah, you don't want to shy away from taking the shot, but sometimes you can run your set a little bit longer and get a better shot until the shot does come to you. But I thought there were a few times Montgomery County was a little bit quick to shoot the three-point shot early on. And, you know, when that starts happening, it starts seeping into their mindset a little bit.
We'll take a look at the individual scoring here in just a moment, but I want to remind you, you know, put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. I know it's not the time of the year when you're maybe ready to be out in the field doing a whole lot, but it won't be long. And in five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, in the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today and check out the New Holland tractors that they have waiting for you to make 2024 a great year on the farm. Individual scoring, Zane Whitaker leads McGoffin County, the 6'5 senior, has a dozen points. He's made 5 of 5 field goals, only missed a three-point try, and he was 2 of 4 from the line with 3 rebounds. After that, down to Ethan Stallier, who had 4 points there late in the half, taking the ball to the basket when Decker was not in the game. 2 points, or rather 3, for Parker Bowling coming off the bench. Hit the only three-pointer for the Hornets in the first half. 2 points for Noah Sammons. That's the scoring as Grayson Whitaker, Walker Russell, Reed Meadows, and Jackson Gillian did not score for Magoffin County. Indians are led by Tyce Jarvis with 11 points here at halftime. It was 3 of 5 in the first quarter, only 2 of 7 in the second quarter. Able to get shots. Needs to be a little more cautious, does the freshman on three-point field goal attempts, where he is 0 for 4. When you look at what he did once he took the ball into the lane, and it's not that you don't want him shooting the three ever, but he was 5 out of 8 inside the three-point line. 9 points for Brecken Decker. He had 1 of 3 threes. Also has 6 rebounds and a really nice assist there to Cole Rose late in the half. 4 points for Ethan Dunn. Dawson Gentry with 3 points. Missed his first 4 threes and then made one. 2 points for Isaiah Rowlett. 2 for Cole Rose, and Dane Clutie played but did not score. Did have 3 rebounds off the bench in that first half of play. Indians with a 31-21 lead here in the Railroad Classic. Again, earlier, Holy Cross over Wolf County, 73-61. The winner here will take on Holy Cross tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. right here in the Estill County Gym. Up next, it'll be Newport Central Catholic and Russell, and then Lafayette and Estill County playing in the last game of this opening round. We'll be back and look at the other statistics right after we step out 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Indians made 13 of 34 field goals in that first half for 38%, but only 2 of 15 from the three-point line, 3 of 5 from the stripe. Goffin County 9 of 15, 60%, only 1 of 5 threes and 2 of 4 from the line. Again, the Indians 21 to 11. They win the board battle, and turnovers are 11 on Magoffin County, only 3 on the Indians. We haven't talked much about it. We haven't had a reason to this point, but it's going to be a really good ball-handling Montgomery County team, Ivan.
Yeah, you got multiple guys out on the floor at any time. And, you know, when you're talking about Tyce Jarvis, you know, in the last 2 weeks becoming more of your primary ball handler, that tells you a lot, because you still have Brecken Decker, you still have Ethan Dunn that can handle the ball really well, and then Tyson Dawson Gentry is another one that can handle the ball quite well.
Indians moving right to left here, and they immediately throw the ball away. Dunn telegraphed a pass and going under and laying it up and in is going to be Grayson Whitaker for his first two, and it's an 8-point game. The Indians only their fourth turnover of the game, but a costly one. A live ball that gave an easy two. Decker was open in the middle. They didn't get it to him. Now we get a timeout, and Coach Mays is upset with Dunn right there that he did not get the ball to Brecken Decker. That was the reason for that timeout. 7:32 to go here, and we'll be back in a half minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
After the timeout, the Indians go on offense. They get it to Decker inside. Decker to Jarvis, right side for a three that's no good. The long rebound comes down and is taken by Grayson Whitaker, who goes all the way down and lays it up and in. Or that's Russell. He gave it off to Russell. And again, Jarvis is open for that three, but if it's not going down, sometimes you need to say, hey, let's put the ball closer to the rim. The Indians now just 2 of 16 on three-point shots. Rose over to Gentry. He fires a three, and it's good. Gentry's second three-point field goal. 34-25 with under 7 to play now in the third quarter. Indians, there's a collision of players out near the timeline, but able to keep the ball in McGoffin County, and there's a steal. While they took it away, and going under and laying it up and in is done.
It's good to see Montgomery County come out with that intensity and just really make Goffin County uncomfortable.
And there's another turnover. They try to get the ball in along the side backcourt to Zane Whitaker, and it went off his hand and out of bounds.
So after Coach Mays gets undone during that first timeout, it gives him a big fist bump right there for the intense defense.
Here is Rose. Decker turns from 13 feet, missed the shot. Rebound taken by the Hornets. Coming down with it is Walker Russell. Tried to get a shot off, wanted to go into the lane, couldn't get there. Gives out deep to Zane Whitaker, the big guy. Wants to clear the lane and go in on Cole Rose. The ball got knocked away and out of his hands, but a foul is called on Cole Rose, and that'll be his third.
You just love Zane Whitaker because he understands he does have a matchup, mismatch out on the floor when Cole Rose is guarding him. He's just a little bit quicker with the ball in his hands against Cole Rose out, away from the basket.
Whitaker at the free throw line, puts it up and in. Point number 13 for him. He's got one half of his team's total. Tries to get it back to single digits here. Couple of dribbles, puts it in the air, knocks it down, and 36-27. Goffin County continues to hang around. They're pressing now. Gentry gets it down to Decker. Decker looks, whips it down. Jarvis, a three out of the left corner. It's no good. Just the three ball is not going in the basket, and Grayson Whitaker comes away with the rebound. The Indians now are 2 of 17. I'm sorry, they're 3 of 18. And we get a five-second count done with good defensive pressure out front on Grayson Whitaker. Forced another turnover.
Yeah, that last three-point shot that Tyce Jarvis took from Montgomery County, you would like to see him grab the ball and just, you know, drive hard baseline right there and force that defense to come to him.
Here is Rose. Left side, Decker drives in and was going to try to flip a pass over, but he got fouled.
I like the drive by Decker, or by Gentry, but the leaving the feet there at the end could have put him in a bad situation.
Reed Meadows gets the foul call. Rose comes out now as Rowlett is back in. Dunn gets ready to inbound the ball. He looks, has to send it out to deep to Gentry, who has to go airborne out near the timeline to pull it in. Over to Decker, drives in, gives back to Jarvis. Now to Rowlett, who's open for a three left wing, and it bounces off. And the rebound is taken by Salyer. So, again, the three ball just not going down. There's Decker on the other end, though, coming up with a steal. And he's getting it back. Decker is going to take it all the way in, puts it up, and oh, they call a charge. Well, I got to tell you, maybe it's just because we had a better view than the official there, but he's leaning hard to the left there, and Decker has his third foul. That could impact the game. Indians keep the press on. Comes down, and here is Zane Whitaker. He's going to bring it down. Whitaker working on Jarvis. Dribbling. Top of the key. Picked up by Rowlett. They double him. The ball is knocked loose. Jarvis had a steal. He got knocked away from him. And then getting it back is McGoffin County. They send it down on the right baseline, moving in, spinning, weaving. Whitaker puts it up and no good. And the rebound picked up. Oh, there's a travel violation, and the official, I think, spotted it on Walker Russell. 4:36 left here. Third quarter of play. The Indians are just 2 of 6 from the field here in this third quarter. Here's Decker. Rallet, left corner, didn't take the three that time. Gentry's going to go for the bucket, and he lays it up, and it rolled off. Wow. And Dunn gets the ball back on the rebound. He puts up a floater that's no good. And the, wow, there's a, that should have been the other way. Elbow thrown that time pretty hard by Reed Meadows, I thought, but the foul goes against Ethan Dunn, his first.
Well, you love the drive by Dawson Gentry, couldn't get the ball, and then Dunn just didn't give a good delivery on his shot down the lane.
Here driving down, putting it up, and missing the shot is Walker Russell. The rebound taken by Jarvis. He brings it down, sends it back to Decker, tries to drive into the lane, goes all the way and lays it up and in.
Oh, sweet spot right there.
Get Decker it. With 11, and the lead is 11, 38-27. Goffin County with the ball on offense. 3:45 to go, third quarter. The ball knocked away. Loose on the floor, and we get a... And they're going to give a timeout. I don't think really the Goffin County player had possession of the ball enough to get a timeout, but they say he did. Timeout called by the Hornets. 3:41 left to play here in the third quarter. Montgomery County with an 11-point lead, and we'll be back in a half minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
3:41 left to play here in the third quarter. The Indians' defense has been outstanding. You'd love to have seen Aiden Barnett playing to see what the defense would have looked like. But now down inside, there is Whitaker, and Jarvis contesting and went up trying to block a shot. And Jarvis has picked up his second foul, and Zane Whitaker will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws.
It'll
be his seventh and eighth free throw attempts.
I really like watching Whitaker play, though. He's kind of it. Old school type of player. You know, he can put the ball down on the floor for a long player. He understands when he has an advantage, whether it's foot speed or height advantage.
Knocks down the free throw to make it a 10-point game again. Point number 15 for him. And this one rolls off, and Jarvis goes and gets the rebound. So 38-28. Here is Rallet out of the left corner. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives it back out to Decker, and now Jarvis. He'll settle in against the zone defense. Here's Gentry. Jarvis. Decker. Decker's going to fire three left wing. He was feeling it, but it rattled around and came out. Rebound by Zane Whitaker. Long pass down, going under. Laying it up and missing the shot was Walker Russell, and the rebound is claimed by Rallet, but we get a foul. That foul goes against Noah Sammons.
We got McGoffin in this 1-2-1, one press.
Here's Gentry out to Jarvis. Jarvis bounces it to Dunn in the middle. Dunn will dribble out front. Kind of reset the offense here right in front of us with under three to play in the third quarter. Rallet over to Decker, one dribble. They're just running a weave out front. Here is Dunn, and Decker wanted another three, and that one again does not go down. And the rebound claimed by Zane Whitaker. So continue to miss these three-point shots, and going down, Decker has committed a foul. I think out of frustration, that's his fourth.
And that's huge with 2:35 left in the third period. Yeah.
Coach Jason Mays looking down his bench.
You just you just wait your time. If you're McCoffin County, you're like, hey, if they're going to continue to shoot these threes unsuccessfully, then we can get ourselves back in this ball game.
Grayson Whitaker misses the first free throw. Now Decker will come out.
It has to be a mindset change by these Montgomery County players. Why are we continuing to let that be our first shot attempt if we're struggling the way we are from beyond the arc?
Missed another free throw, and Gentry has the rebound. Here's Jarvis in backcourt. They're coming at him, but he dribbles down. Rallet a three out of the left corner. It does not go down, and the rebound is taken by Grayson Whitaker. Here is going for the basket. Whitaker goes up, and he missed the driving. He thought he was going to get fouled and didn't. Jarvis with the rebound off that miss by Whitaker. Jarvis all the way down. He puts it up inside. No foul called, and then on the rebound, Dane Clutie is going to be called for fouling Grayson Whitaker. Clutie with his first foul.
I've seen many games lost like this, Dan, where a team looked like they comfortably had control of the game throughout, but then, you know, just continued to take inefficient shots.
Whitaker has missed three free throws in a row. Now, this is Grayson Whitaker. This is a 5'10 senior, not Zane, who has now made five of eight free throws, and this one comes out. He's missed four in a row. And the rebound taken by Jarvis. Those were big. Here is Decker, left corner. Dunn was open for a three, but puts it on the floor,
there
drives in, puts it in.
There you go. I mean, man, that is very simple right there. It's very simple and effective. That was the shot that I felt like Tyce Jarvis could have took earlier in the quarter as well. Because you give the ball fake, and then you just drive hard to the baseline there.
And then another turnover on McGoffin County near the midcourt. Indians get the ball back with 1:49 to go. Up by a dozen now. Led by 15 at 25-10. Here's a long pass into left corner to Dunn. Gives back out to Jarvis. Over to Gentry. And now Dunn. Dunn looking. Rallet. Jarvis. Didn't get the ball in the middle, though. And now there's a three by Dunn that's short. Rebounded by Zane Whitaker. So, again, settling for that three. Indians are 3 of 23 from the three-point line. Here driving on Clutie, stopping and putting it up off the glass and good is Ethan Salyer for his 6 point. And it's a 10-point game again, 40-30. Indians trouble getting it in. They do to Dunn. Dunn is double-teamed. He's in trouble, and he should call a timeout. Threw it off a player and threw it away. And then going in, the ball got knocked away, and the Indians get it back. Clutie down to Jarvis, who goes in, off to Rallet, who lays it up and in.
Great job of making the defense commit before he gave it ball up by Jarvis.
42-30. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. The Hornets have the possession arrow to begin that final quarter right now. Salmons with it, way out beyond the three-point line. In some trouble, able to get rid of it. Now they've got a double team over here and a timeout. With 19 seconds to go in the quarter is taken by Coach Scott Castle. I believe that leaves them with only one timeout remaining. They're showing them with three timeouts left. That is each team with three timeouts left. So we'll be back in a half minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Here we go with the Hornets inbounding the ball. They get it down to Whitaker, who lost it but gets it back. Drives inside, spins and weaves on Gentry, and puts it up and in, going around him.
Well, he stayed strong with that pivot foot, did Whitaker.
Indians 8 seconds to go. Down to Dunn, who steps into a three. That's not going to be good, and it's rebounded by Meadows, and the third quarter comes to an end. Still, we got a 10-point game just where we were at halftime, 42-32, the Indians with the lead, and we'll be back here in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Three of 24 3-point shots having. And again, as we've said, this should be a good 3-point shooting team, but for whatever reason, it's not happening right now.
Yeah, and right now they're just trying to force it. I think they can get better shots within your offensive set. We saw it out of Ethan Dunn that one possession, but just not seeing enough out of Montgomery County. Just got to be more efficient, as Coach Mays always talks about on possessions.
Here out of the right corner, an open three. And it's in and out by Grayson Whitaker, but the rebound comes right back. Zane Whitaker has it. There's another three that's no good by Grayson Whitaker, and Cole Rose is able to get this rebound. So quickly down, rallied for three good off the right side.
Got that in rhythm, got that in the fast break opportunity. That's a much better shot.
45-32, Indians by 13. And there's a cut and a back door by Zane Whitaker on the left side. He catches it, lays it up and in. 45-34. Rallet gives to Jarvis. And there's Rallet again for a three, and this one's no good. The rebound is tipped, and Jarvis battles for it, and he got fouled. That's going to be on Ethan Salyer, his first. Rallet now has 7 points in the game.
Now see if Montgomery County doesn't try to get this ball to the high post again.
Decker sets up in there. They get it to him. Goes down the lane, kicks it back to Gentry. Couldn't get the three away. He goes into the lane, flips it up and in.
Great job. You realize he didn't have the shot. He didn't get a good clean catch on the pass out by Decker.
47-34 with 6:35 to go. He ends up by 13. 15's been their biggest, and now we've got a lot of pushing and shoving in there, and they're going to call this on Rose, I think. But
yeah, they said he held him trying to come across and give Whitaker, a great Tony
job,
a good Tony Award there,
yeah,
because
he did.
He sold it. He sold it.
That's the fourth foul on Cole Rose. He says, "Let me get Rose out of the game if I can." It comes into Whitaker. He drives to the basket, goes all the way in, spins, weaves, little fall away jumper's good.
Man, he can't help but enjoy the way he plays the game.
He's got 21 of his team's 36 points. Here's Decker caught in backcourt, but he's able to get rid of it. Over to Jarvis on the right side. Puts it on the deck, goes in, turned away, gives back out to Decker. Now he drives, he lost it, gets it back, sends it back out, and Decker's going to be called for traveling. I don't know if he had possession of the ball, but got called for the walk. Only the sixth turnover on the Indians.
Whitaker kind of reminds me of the young man at Hazard the other day. Just not built the same, but similar games down around the basket.
Here's Grayson Whitaker. Gives over to Salyer. He moves in, but can't get a shot away. Indians have gone zone now, and there is a three that is put up no good. But the rebound is taken by Zane Whitaker, and now the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be played by McGoffin County. .538 left. Well, the Indians have not been able to put this game away, but when you can't make baskets, it's tough to do that. Down inside, a little ball fake, and their shot blocked out of bounds by Jarvis. It'll belong to the Hornets, who inbound the ball underneath.
Yeah, if you're McGovern County, you still want to try to get that ball down inside. You want to elongate this game.
There's a three that's put up,
and
that rattles around and falls in. That was a deep three by Zane Whitaker, who really is feeling it. 47-39, and back to an eight-point game.
Dump it down inside.
Here's Gentry driving for the basket, sends it left side. There's Jarvis for a three. It's in and out, and the rebound caught on a runout by Salyer, who runs it down but doesn't have anybody with him. Now a three right side that is no good, and Gentry all alone to get the rebound. Quickly down, here's Jarvis. He'll bring it back out front and give to Decker. 4:48 to go. Indians will try to set things up and see if they can get a good offensive set here. 4 of 27 now. And there's Gentry firing a three, and it's an air ball, but Rowlett is there to come down with the basketball. And now as Decker drives for the ball, for the goal, he is fouled by Sammons, who gets his second foul.
I think it should be a required course for all basketball players to take is statistics. You know what I'm saying? You should understand statistics and probabilities.
Indians are taking a timeout. I'm going to see if they ever take. Let's see if they shoot another three. 4:33 left, and we'll be back in 1 minute with the Indians up 47-39.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Indians are 15 of 26 inside the three-point line, but they're shooting only 33% overall. They've got the ball right now. They float it in low to Jarvis, who puts it up no good. Went airborne, able to get it back and lays it up, and he missed it again.
Wow.
And the rebound is taken by Whitaker, and coming down, and we get a foul that's going to go against Jarvis, and that'll be his third.
These kids will be like, well, that debunks my theory on taking high percentage shots, because those are two-point shots right there that were missed by Jarvis.
Well, the first one I thought, well, okay.
Yeah.
But the second one really was. It's like shooting a layup in practice. And there's...
Got a violation stepping over the inbound line there.
Cole Rosa intercepted the pass. Didn't have to. Indians get the ball on the turnover. Number 18 against 6. Turnovers are 18-6 in favor of the Indians, yet their lead only 8. 4:20 to go. See if they can get anything close to the basket here. The 2-3 zone. Decker on the free throw line. Goes down the lane. Stops. Gives it back out to Jarvis. He drives in. Flips it up off the baseline. No good, but a foul. As end of the game. There's that. You just came into the game. You have fouled. Walker Russell just checked back in. That's his first foul. And Jarvis at the free throw line.
But again, you saw what happened when the ball got to the high post, the opportunities that it created.
Jarvis only 5 of 18 from the field. And now 2 of 4 from the line, and the rebound comes out and Sammons gets it. So the Indians with a 48-39 lead and 4 minutes to go. Could use a stop here, really. Don't want to let this thing get any closer. The Indians are in a zone. Outside, Russell, right wing. And now a three, top of the key is good.
Wow.
Knocked down by, that was Salyer hitting the three, and we've got a 48-42 game. Press is on, Indians break it. Jarvis then loses the handle on the ball. A turnover on the Tribe. 3:24 to go.
Right now, Montgomery County has lost the momentum, and now you see a little bit of confidence coming out of this McGoffrey County team.
See if they can get the ball to Zane Whitaker. He's in the middle of that defense, in that 2-3 zone. Here, they get it into him. He goes for the basket right side, forces his shot up and in.
Right, went up through contact, too.
48-44. The press. Here's Decker with it. Decker dribbling. Goes down to Gentry, who goes into the lane, dribbles through, and circles back out with 2:48 to go. Hands it off to Jarvis. Defensively, it is a 2-3 zone still. Jarvis dribbling out in the center circle. Now goes over to Gentry on the left wing. Gentry, Decker, Rallet. Rallet fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, Jarvis gets it back, goes up and puts it in.
Weak side rebound there by Jarvis.
50-44, 2:20 to go. They get it to Whitaker, all down low, wide open, laying it up and in. All the attention went to Zane Whitaker. Russell got it and laid it in to make it a four-point game again and a timeout with 2:12 to go, taken by McGoffin County. Indians will have the ball, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Indians were up 25-10 back early in this game. And then they were up by 10 or 11 points throughout most of the second half, Ivan, but they weren't able to shake McGoffin County, and now they've got to get the ball up the floor first.
Yeah, they got to show confidence in handling this pressure.
Here's Jarvis, gets it into the front court. Freshman to Decker. Decker, it looks like he got fouled two or three times, and I don't think they would have minded if you called it. They've had three fouls. They've got one foul to give. Decker just holding the ball. Here is Gentry with it. Goes over to Jarvis, and now Decker. Decker will dribble out front, and the clock at 1:40 remaining. Decker goes down through the lane, and he traveled.
Yeah. Could come to a complete stop or a jump stop there. Really, and probably really didn't need to go in there at that point in time with the way the defense was playing there. There really wasn't a lot of space.
Defensively, Montgomery County in a man-to-man. And Jarvis is guarding Whitaker, Zane Whitaker on the inside. Whitaker driving for the basket. He goes up and he puts it in.
And he got him on the switch right there on Whitaker.
He's got 28. It's a two-point game at 50-48. 1:10 to go. Here is Gentry driving down. Gives it off to Decker on the left wing. Back out to Gentry. Indians are playing not to lose right now. That's a dangerous position to be in. They lead it by two, under a minute to go. Again, one foul for McGoffin County to give, and they should go ahead and give it, really. The Indians should say, hey, we'll just hold the ball if we can, and now we get a foul. It's going to be called on Ethan Salyer, and that's his second. And now the next foul. 46 and a half seconds to go. The next foul will mean the Indians will be at the line for two with a two-point lead. They get it to Jarvis. Jarvis to Decker, goes up inside, lays it up and in.
A great execution right there.
52-48. Down inside, Whitaker goes up, and he missed a layup and rebounded. Going back up and putting it up again, no good. Finally, Jarvis comes out there with it.
Wow.
And we get a foul.
Russell missed two right there at the rim. He was anticipating a foul, I think. Well, just put it up strong both times.
And Jarvis will be at the line where he has made two of four. And we're going to get a timeout taken with 24.6 seconds to go by McGoffin County. And they will still have a timeout remaining. And the Indians have a four-point lead. It could grow to six if Jarvis can knock down free throws. He has 14 in the game. He has 11 rebounds. He just hasn't shot the ball well today.
Yeah, he really hasn't. And, again, you know, sometimes you get in this time of the year, you know, where there's a little disruption. You're not in your normal routine a lot of times, and it can, you know, mess with your shooting abilities and things of that nature. I did think, Tice took some shots, especially beyond the three-point line, when he could have gotten a better shot. I mean, he's a young man who's so talented that he can get to the rim a lot of times, or he can get a better shot than just settling for the three a lot of time. And that'll come with maturity. Like I said, he's a freshman. And I think the more he's out there on the floor in any of these opportunities, he'll make better decisions with the basketball in his hands.
Yeah, he's 0 for 7 from beyond the three-point line. And, you know, has he really taken a bad shot? Probably not. But, again, this team, one of the things they've got to do is begin to get a better feel when they're not going down. Hey, let's get to the rim if we can, and he certainly can do that. Free throw, up and good.
That's encouraging to see him get there, knock down the free throw.
He's going for point number 16. He's got a double-double. Can make it a six-point lead. Left it short. Rebound gathered in by Grayson Whitaker. He's down against Dunn. Now it's actually Salyer with the ball. Top of the key, Sammons for a long three. Good. Wow. And there's a timeout, the last timeout taken by McGoffin County, and it's 53-51. So the Indians are right down to the wire with this. How about Noah Sammons, a senior, and has 5 points now after that three-point field goal.
And that's what, you know, when you have a poor shooting night and you continue to help a team stay around, that's what happens. All they have to do is hit a couple of shots, and they're right in it. You know, that's what McGoffin County's been able to do. They stay connected, even with, you know, the amount of turnovers they had early in this ball game, and the lack of rebounding. They've done a better job here in the second half of contending on the glass and not turning the ball over nearly as much as they did in the early parts of this game.
And how about Grayson Whitaker missing those four free throws in a row?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's that now looms huge in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because when he missed that, that was when they were kind of chiseling away at that deficit and could have really made the game closer earlier on in this second half.
Well, here we go. Montgomery County will come the length of the floor. You got to feel like if they don't get a steal, they're going to foul quickly, and somebody for the Indians needs to make a free throw. A couple, we hope. Entry pass comes to Decker. They get it to him. Decker gives over to Gentry, and Gentry is fouled. The foul will be against Walker Russell with 9.7 seconds to go. So Dawson, who has 8 points in the game, he can move into double figures, and he can end this game right here, Ivan, essentially. He can knock down two free throws. And it bounces in. Oh, boy. Hung on the lip of the rim for a while. Now he tries to get his 10th point. And the free throw is good again. Those are big. 55-51. 6.6 seconds to go. Indians don't have to inbound the ball. There's no timeout left. There's a three good by Zane Whitaker. And the game ends. Wow. What a game by Zane Whitaker. And the Indians have held on to win 55-54 over Magoffin County to get their fifth win. And now get the opportunity to come in here tomorrow evening and take on Holy Cross. Don't go away. We're going to recap it for you. Got a lot to talk about when we return in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you from the Estill County Gymnasium, where the Indians have held on to beat Magoffin County 55-54, and they do it on a night where the three-point shots were not falling at all. The Indians led, actually never trailed in the game. We were tied once at two apiece. And the Indians win at 55-54, Ivan. That's a story right there.
It is. And it's one I'm sure that Coach Mays, when he speaks to, he'll talk about, you know, efficient possessions, you know, and trying to get this team to understand that. I know it's the thing that he preaches a lot. You know, he never wants to tell players not to shoot, you know, good shots. But, you know, how efficient are you being, you know? You know, what are your points per possession? That's one thing I know he looks at, in particular, a lot of coaches do in this era of analytics. And when you look at possessions and, you know, how effective were you with those possessions, that'll be something that they'll talk about in this ball game. Because you were talking about at halftime, you know, Goff County shooting 60%, you know, they were. But they weren't getting shots up because they were turning the ball over so much. But those turnovers are equivalent to, you know, taking ill-advised shots or, you know, shots that maybe are not the best shots a lot of times. Because a lot of times taking a poor shot can lead to an easy opportunity for the opposing team. And those are all the things that you have to be thinking about when you talk about playing efficient and effective basketball a lot of times. And there are teams that, you know, you look at this Magoffin County team, they had so many questions about, you know, how they would perform tonight without their leading scorer on the season being available. But again, you know, you had one guy have a really outstanding performance, but then you had the opponent do things to allow you to stay in the ball game, and then it got down where a couple of guys made big shots for McGoffin County, and thus you only come away with a one-point victory in a game that you seemed like you had in hand for, you know, the better part of three and a quarter quarters. Again, this is another learning opportunity for this Montgomery County team and for these players that have to play some different roles right now as they try to figure things out.
Well, the individual scoring, Abe, Zane Whitaker, wow, 31 points and 9 rebounds in the last quarter. He had 16 of those 31 points.
Yeah.
And 3 rebounds, and he made 6 of 7 field goal attempts, including a pair of threes in that last quarter. He had quite a game.
He really did. It's kind of like you see in the NBA, that stretch four forward. He really could do a little bit of everything. He distributed the ball a couple times, made good decisions with the basketball. I thought his ability to rebound in the second half made a big difference too, because he got some defensive rebounds that led to some opportunities for McGoffin County that they got and took advantage of. But I loved his understanding of a mismatch, you know, when he had the height advantage or when he had the foot speed advantage, and he took advantage of it. He was very aggressive, understanding what his team needed.
So he had 31. He was the only player in double figures for McGoffin County. Ethan Salyer, a little senior guard, had 9 points. Then it was 5 for Noah Sammons, who hit that late three-pointer. 3 points for Parker Bowling. 2 for Grayson Whitaker, who I think really didn't have his normal game. He was only 1 of 6 from the field and 0 of 4 from the line in the game. And then it was the scoring. Walker Russell, though, he had 4. No scoring for Reed Meadows or Jackson Gillian in the game. Montgomery County led by Tyce Jarvis, who was named the player of the game. He had 15 points and 11 rebounds. Struggled shooting the ball, only 5 of 19, and he missed those 7 threes. But, well, he was active all over the place. 13 for Reckendecker, 10 points for Dawson Gentry, 8 for Ethan Dunn, 7 for Isaiah Rowlett, 2 for Cole Rose, and Dane Clutie played but did not score. Coach Jason Mays has joined us now. Coach, listen to these statistics.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah. Any is 22 of 60 from the field, 4 of 29 three-point shots, so 18 of 31 inside the arc, 7-11 from the line, 22 of 39. McGoffin County team took 21 fewer shots, made the same number of field goals, had one more three-pointer, but made only 5 of 12 free throws, and the Indians 7 of 11. Rebounds end up 35-32 after the Tribe had a 21-11 lead at halftime. Turnovers, though, 18 on McGoffin County, and the Indians only had 8 turnovers in the game. 3, though, did come in that last. You want to?
We were 4 of 29 from 3.
4 of 29.
Well, I already got gray hair, so that's not contributing to it. No, thank you for that recap. That was actually interesting to hear. You know, obviously our offense didn't travel with us. And when that doesn't travel with you, you better have your defense on the bus with you. You know, and you know, right now it's all about learning how to be a competitor. Everything we do. Every single thing we do is about learning how to be a competitor that wants competition, that wants to compete in all aspects of our lives, myself included, okay? And we got 2 kills, which are 3 stops in a row in the first quarter. Our goal was to get 6. We didn't get any in the second quarter. We got 1 in the third quarter and didn't get any in the fourth quarter. So we can shoot like that, but if we're getting 6 kills, it doesn't matter. We still win by 15. I was positive with them in the locker room. We needed a win. You know, come February, everybody's just going to see that we beat McGuffin County by 1 point. You know, they didn't have their 27-point-a-game score. We didn't have our 20-point-a-game score. You know, so somewhat relative. I think they actually played better somewhat without him because they've made number 14 get a lot more touches, and he's a good player. I think he's being underutilized, to be honest with you.
At 31.
I know. So, you know, we got to guard better on that. Like, you know, Cole's, like, these are high school players that are good. Like, you just can't sit behind and just think you're going to miss. You know, it's just not going to work that way. So, you know, they had seven players that, if you look at KHSA, they've only played seven players all year long. Okay? Six of those are seniors. And I think I've told you this before. That matters. That matters. You know, these kids, that, you know, Sayersville's a small town. They've been growing up together since they could dribble a basketball, going to summer camps together probably. And here they are, and they're going to fight you. And their leader was down tonight. He was ejected in Gatlinburg. So he had to sit two games. And, you know, I told him before the game, a mature team, a competitive team, doesn't say, oh, this is going to be easy. They say instead that we are going to honor our opponent and expect and assume that they're going to give us their best effort, okay, that they're going to play extraordinary. And, you know, I don't know what happened after the first quarter, man. I don't know what our lead was. What were we up? 15? We were up 25 to 10 at one point.
25 to 10 was the biggest lead.
And so it's the same thing over and over. And I cannot figure it out as a coach. You know, we are just not comfortable winning. We're not. I mean, argue with me. Can you?
I can't argue with
you. No. I mean, we like, all right, we're up 15 with three quarters to go. Well, let's step on somebody's throat. Oh, no. We can't do that now. You know, we got to get in foul trouble. We got to go 4-29. From a three, and we got, you know, we got to over dribble, and we can't be disciplined and press offense just to make it interesting. I mean, I love these kids, but I mean, geez, well, Pete. So we got the win. Play Holy Cross tomorrow. I didn't really watch them. We'll get to work on them tonight. You know, I was positive. I usually don't speak to them after the game, but I wanted to make sure that they knew that I wasn't discouraged or upset at them. I wanted them to know that I was proud of them. And we're going to focus on Holy Cross. You know, before Lincoln County, I beat them up pretty good on film over Peninsula Catholic, and that was probably a mistake. So I'm not going to do that tomorrow. But they're definitely going to be held accountable for tonight's game probably sometime on Monday.
Tyce Jarvis, your freshman, he's named the player of the game. I don't know why they do that, because obviously Zane Whitaker was phenomenal in this game. But Tyce, he had 15 points and 11 rebounds, really struggled scoring the ball, but this team, it's like they couldn't pass up a three if it was open, and your team kind of got lulled into shooting threes, didn't they? I mean, they gave you good looks.
I like that. I mean, if you're open, I mean, why would I tell them not to shoot it? I mean, that's who we are. I mean, we got a bunch of guards, you know? I mean, they got to be able to hit that shot, and that is not physical as much as it is mental. Like, we do a Buckeye drill where you got to make two in a row at five spots, going one way across the arc, and then start in the opposite corner, make two in a row at five spots coming back. You got 2 minutes on the clock. How quick can you do it in? And the record is a minute three by Cole Villers. Colin Porter got it in a minute nine. Brecken Decker's got that in like a minute 20-something. Dawson's got that in like a minute 20-something. Isaiah Ingram's made that, okay? These guys can shoot, all right? But I don't know if they feel, this is going to sound weird, if they deserve to play well. And I promise you people, I'm not beating these guys up. I'm coaching them hard, but I am loving on them. I am encouraging. I'm holding them accountable, but I'm not beating them up. But it's almost like they feel like they don't deserve to have 30 points in a game and make 10 threes. You mean, I don't regret any but maybe two of the shots that we took. You know, Tyce, into the first half, his last two possessions, he played like a freshman. You know, gave up easy buckets. Late game. Missed two layups, missed a free throw, played like a freshman. You know? I mean, I'm walking down the stairs there, and Russell's guys, coaches are like, Coach, you're going to be really good. You're going to be really good one day. You know, they like your pieces. I ain't got time to wait on those pieces to come together. I think we can still turn this thing around now, but guys have just got to feel like they got to have some moxie about them, Dan. They got to have some vigor. They got to have some, obviously, confidence. But, I mean, they got to, like, these kids should have been greedy. He went zone hoping we would miss. Because we were up 15 and we were beating them pretty good man to man, all right? They didn't stop us. We stopped ourselves. We started missing some shots, and then everything in us, all our muscle tissue in our bodies just get really tight, all right? And that affects you physiologically, mentally, emotionally, you know, it leads to frustration. And so what happens is you linger on the last play and you don't play good defense on the next play. And so it stacks upon itself negatively from a psychological standpoint. And, you know, that's what we're working through. That's all I can tell you. That's what we're working through. I mean, let me tell you something. I'm not ashamed to say this. We meditated before the game. This old boy is trying everything.
Let's talk about low post defense. We saw it at Hazard. At Perry Central against Hazard, we saw it here, inability to stop, a player who, both those guys are like 6'5". They aren't huge players. We were unable to prevent them from putting the ball in the basket. Your thoughts on the low post defense right now? What's it going to take to right that ship?
I mean, I want to that I don't know is going to be there. You know, I mean, you got to move your feet. You got to work hard. Post defense is the most demanding aspect of basketball defense. All right, defensive basketball, the most demanding thing is post defense, because it's the only position, Dan, where you're expected to play with contact and allowed to. All right, it's the only position where you're also responsible for other people's missed shots, offensively and defensively. You have to run the furthest on the floor, usually block to block instead of top to key or wing to wing. You see what I'm saying? So physically, it's the hardest position to play. I always say that. And you have to have a desire to think one pass ahead. You got to move your feet. You got to swim through people. And you got to almost sort of be robotic about how hard you're going to play. And we just don't have that. We want to settle behind and just hope they miss. Like, we come out of a timeout, I'm like, okay, we're going to switch the back screen and front the post. And one of our players just didn't switch, played behind, give up a bucket. You know, I mean, as a coach, I don't know what else I can do. At some point, I don't think the players mean to be disrespectful. They just think that their way is better because it's easier, and it's not. So, I mean, you're probably going to have to start taking some minutes from some people. But, I mean, that sounds negative, but that also can be positive, because that can also finally reinforce that, okay, I gotta adapt and change, or I'm not going to play as much, you know.
Ethan Dunn, back in the game tonight. I thought there were points in this game where he was really, really good, and there were points where you just kind of didn't know he was out there.
Well, let's say a few things. One, I don't want anybody to read into that last statement I made. I mean, these kids are great kids. It's just sometimes as a coach, you got to push buttons, all right? Secondly, Ethan is 79%, as I was telling Ivan pregame, on that ankle. He can't push off with his right foot to the left. So defensively, you know, he doesn't have as much confidence. And the reason I sat him so much late was he comes off the floor and says, I can't shoot. I'm not going to play a guy that thinks he can't shoot. So that's why he didn't play. I put him in late for a defensive substitution. And I love him, and it'll die there, but he's got to learn that. He can't think like that. I'm not going to play him if he thinks that way. And then Tice is 80% functional on his ankle. I think you could tell he just doesn't have that takeoff with, you know, in the middle of the lane like he has the capability of doing. It's because he just doesn't have any strength in that ankle yet. So we're still a beat and bang team. A beaten and banged up team. And we still, I'd like to think that Luke hits a few of those shots against that zone today. you know. Plus, he would have helped us rebound in the second half a little bit more out of it, at you know, 6-7. But again, Dan, I'm proud of him. I mean, you know, I'm not just saying, it's not lip service. These are good kids, man. I love them. We're going to get it figured out, or we're going to die trying. And guess what? If we can't get it figured out this year, we can't get a turn, then the win for us is going to be defined by our effort in attempting to. And years down the road, they'll remember that, as will I. Yeah. But I think we can turn it.
Well said, Coach. Back here tomorrow night, 6:30, you're going to play a team out of Northern Kentucky that Holy Cross is, they are known for being a very methodical team, a team that always seems to be well-schooled. Doesn't matter who's coaching or who's playing. I guess it's within the bloodstream of the players that come through there. They're fundamental pretty well. They're not going to beat themselves very much.
Right. I haven't studied them. Do you know anything about them? Are they a senior Latin team? Or
I can't tell you about that, but they have a couple of really nice offensive players, and they do distribute the ball extremely well. They will stress your defense. They're going to try to run, but are very happy if they don't have the transition. They'll pull it right back out. They're not going to take foolish shots if they don't have them in transition, and then they're going to try to wear down your defense. So it puts a strain on your defense, even though they're not a team that's probably going to score a ton of points. Even though today they put up 73, but Wolf County was certainly ready to run and play with them and let them do that. But it'll be a challenging game for. I think it'll be after you have looked at a little bit of film, that you'll say, wow, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a challenge.
We've had a lot of those.
Yeah. And
and that's the way you have to look at it. You have to look at it with a growth mindset.
And again, the good point tonight, turnovers, you only had 8. They had 18. I think that's the difference in the game. You don't win tonight if you don't have that turnover differential and get a lot more shots.
We're getting better on that front. We're getting better. But we still, some of the ones we had in the second half were crucial ones. You know what I'm saying? So we're getting better there, which is a good sign. Obviously, we're placing a lot of emphasis on ball control and everything that we do right now. So, okay.
Coach, thanks for making the way up here to join us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow if you're up here, I'm going to have to bring some oxygen with you. Yeah.
Thank you. Coach Jason Mays, his Indians win 55-54. We'll wrap things up when we come back in 90 seconds.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Ivan Rawls, about the easiest 55-54 win I've seen a team get.
Oh, man, why are you throwing it at me like that? No, but, like I said, again, as long as this team is learning, I heard Coach say, learn how to win. You got to learn how to win, and it has to become to a point where it's an expectation, and you don't want kids having negative thoughts or thoughts of, not being able to do certain things. He talked about Ethan Dunn saying that, you know, he couldn't shoot. You know, you don't want somebody out on the floor with that mindset. You know, again, he's never going to tell a kid not to take an open shot, you know, not to take an open shot. He wants kids to be confident because you never know when they may have to take that shot. And so it is. It's a matter of playing with the mental psyche and things of that nature when you're coaching. And you got to coach those kids collectively as individuals, if that makes any sense. You know, it's all a piece to the puzzle of the team. And this team has to figure that out. You got different degrees of experience at the varsity level, different roles that they take at times. And at times you see those positive things happen, but then also you see those things that they need to mature and grow on. And, you know, we saw examples of both here tonight. And it didn't cost them a win tonight, but, you know, if they don't correct them, it will in other scenarios. So that's what Coach Mays and his staff is trying to work on. And hopefully these kids start to get it, and maybe the light bulb comes on all at the same time.
9 of 42 between the two teams shooting the three ball. But, again, this Magoffin County team, they were 17 of 26 when they got the ball inside, and most of that was because of Zane Whitaker, the 6'5 senior, who had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He had 10 of their 17 two-point field goals on the night to go with 31 points, and a really nice play. We've seen two players, one from Hazard and one from Magoffin County, from down the 14th and 15th regions, post players who are really, really fun to watch offensively.
Yeah, they really, really are. And, you know, like I said, it reminds me of some old school post players that we saw play that four spot, and, you know, challenging in their own right and their ability to handle the ball out on the floor and shoot the outside shot, but then could get you around that basket and have, you know, a multiplicity of moves and to be able to finish on contact as well and to pass the ball. I mean, I really appreciate both what Sammons from Hazard and Whitaker here tonight.
Well, earlier, Holy Cross beat Wolf County 73-61. The Indians beat Magoffin County 55-54. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock, it'll be Wolf County and Magoffin County playing in the consolation bracket. And then the Indians will take on Holy Cross in the 6:30 game tomorrow. Coming up, they've just warmed up and only minutes away from tipping off Newport Central Catholic and Russell. And then later on, Lafayette and Estill County. So now the Indians know that they will play at 6:30 tomorrow night. And then in the final night of this tournament, they'll play at either 6:30 or 8:15. So that's what's ahead for Montgomery County these next couple of nights. Again, the Lady Indians tonight are taking on a really good Franklin County team. They're coming off a nice win. Montgomery County at 8-2 down the Lady of the South at Allen County Scottsville. And that game will tip off at about 9:15 local time, and we'll have a report for you tomorrow on the outcome of that game. But for tonight, our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Ivan Rawls on color, and to all of you who have joined us, thanks to all of our great sponsors. Again, Montgomery County 55, Magoffin County 54, the Indians improved to 5-8, Magoffin County now at 5-5, until we join you tomorrow night. Right back here at Estill County, this is Dan Manley for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West saying so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation,
Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.